Yeah, look at John. It's a much wider issue than the it is certainly welcome, and we believe that the announcement is imminent on a new ambulance and crew to South Donegal. But it's wider than that. And look, this has been raised for years. I've been raising it, but along with my party colleagues, but the general public too have been campaigning from around from Glencoe and Kill around to Inver to Ardrath, down through the years for additional resources and ambulance resources in that area. Now, this is happening throughout the county, and I've raised this again after our party leader, Mary Lou McDonald, raised the issue of a man that had lost his life or passed away with no ambulance being able to attend to him, despite repeated frantic calls from his family. And look at the fear in Donegal that kind of answer could happen here too. And it's our view now that we are being listened to as far as the announcement of an ambulance to South Donegal and a crew. But however, we need more support. The stress is that's on Letterkenny Hospital and Sligo Hospital as well. It's a knock-on crisis concerning ambulances. Them hospitals have become car parks for ambulances that are not able to admit their patients because of overcrowding. Now, we have spoken to crews that works on the ambulance service, and they have said, you know, they're sitting waiting to admit a patient. They could be sitting there for hours, and in some instances, they use their trolley, of course, so they have to wait to get the trolley back, and in that time they can't take calls. And look at, as I say, it's a wider issue just than the ambulance service that requires. We're also calling on additional staff and, of course, the hospital, but additional beds.
You very eloquently have outlined some of the major problems. For a start, some of the ambulance crews, and we've heard cases here where ambulances have had to come from Mayo, from Tipperary, from Monaghan to cater for emergencies in the northwest. And all you have to do is look at the respective emergency departments at Sligo and Letterkenny to see the amount of ambulances that's parked up there. And indeed, as recently as today, when we are recording this interview, there are currently, I think, somewhere in the region of about 112 people waiting on trolleys in hospitals to get into hospital beds in Sligo and Letterkenny alone. And you can bet your bottom dollar that some of those trolleys are probably brought in from ambulances.
Of course they are. And that's, look, we have had discussions with the ambulance crews, and they, okay, we're in need of additional ambulances and crews, but we need to complement that with additional staff and additional beds in hospitals, because that's where the actual problem lies. And again, with an imminent announcement, people in the area in South Donegal may feel safer, but we're talking in general, the whole county needs resources like that. But it can only start by having additional staff and beds in hospitals.